When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back
to the stew.
To the stew.
Oh, yeah.
How are we?
Really good. Thank you.
Okay, let's not talk. Okay. What's new? Life updates.
Okay. Let me just for 1 second ponder on this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hit me.
That was none.
Nothing. I'm in my health and wellness era.
I'm in my sauna and ice bath era at the moment. Okay, no, nothing cray cray is happening. But oh, actually, do you know what? I did something a bit cray cray.
That front door.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Shut
the fridge.
What?
Stop. Yeah. Okay, so I went clubbing at 3:30 in the morning.
Why do I not know about this?
I was sober, so there was still not a lot of action. Mm-hmm. But I know we spoke a while ago about how sometimes I'll wake up early at like 4 or whatever and go.
You do that.
Yeah, and go to the club. If you don't know Tom, he does DJing. He has gigs sometimes and they'll start at like 3 a.m., which is absurd. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of be like doing drugs. Do you know what I mean? Like how are you
getting up at that time?
Yeah. So didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So slept, woke up. Went in, had the best time. It was like a sunrise party. It was Mardi Gras weekend.
I did see a lot of people out.
Oh my God.
It looked fun.
It was crazy. Like woke up at 3:30, quickly put my outfit on, straight there, walking into a club, dead sober. Like my eyes were still kind of puffy. I had to wear sunglasses because I was like, I literally can't see.
Dude, everyone would have been wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, everyone was wearing sunglasses anyway. So like they're like, you know, like eating ecstasy and...
You're there with like your orange juice and like, good morning.
My like espresso shot.
Let's party.
It was actually so fun though. I have said this before and I'll say it again. I think everyone should do it. Going to the club sober and at that time when everyone's just so like free, because you get there when everyone's already like vibing. You know when you get to the club early.
It's a bit awkward.
Awkward. You feel like you have to drink to like not feel weird. This is so fun.
I love that.
Such a vibe. Walked in, got a Coke Zero, parked up behind the decks.
That'd be so fun.
Some girl brought over a bag of Doritos and she just sat next to me. I was like, can I have a few of those? She's like, yes. 4 a.m. I'm like, this is
living. Okay. Yeah, this is peak adulthood.
It was so good. Watched that and then went and got breakfast. And we left the city at like 6 a.m., drove back to the Northern Beaches.
Did you go back to sleep?
No, I just went out for a nice breakfast, took Minnie for a walk. That's it was a so really nice. Wholesome start-ish to my Sunday. Sort
of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that's my update.
That's fun.
Outside of that, everything's good. Princess baby Minnie.
It's her birthday.
Oh my God, it's her birthday next month. Mm-hmm. Thinking about having a birthday party.
I think we should.
Wait, no, that's too much. We can't have our first Girl Code event. It's like Minnie's first birthday.
Everyone come to Minnie's birthday.
I know. Like, honestly, we really want to have Girl Code events.
We do.
I don't want to speak on it because then we'll like disappoint everyone if we don't action it. A lot of logistics have to go into it. We want to do it properly.
Yeah.
But I wish we could do it for Minnie's birthday.
That would be so funny.
I wonder if there's anything we could do that. I'm crazy. I'm like psychotic dog mom now. I've really leaned
into
it.
Honestly, if you guys have any ideas, like let us know.
Yeah, like if you could like give away tickets to Minnie's birthday.
Tickets to Minnie's first birthday.
Oh God, I can hear Tom like convulsing.
No, Tom is like, we're not doing that.
I said to him, I was like, I want to have a first birthday for Minnie. Mm. And he was like, why? What are we going to like do?
What's she going to do?
Like, well, she'll sit there and I'll eat all the snacks and like, we'll hang just out watch with my friends. And we can just all talk about how cute she is.
And we get the little party hats.
Yes, and everyone has to buy her a present, obviously.
And she gets a dog cupcake. Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, it'd be so cute. Put a little outfit.
Yeah, I'll fly down. I'll fly down.
Book a hotel. Everyone book a room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my updates.
What are my updates? Everyone will be very pleased to know that I'm looking for an apartment today. I've got an apartment inspection. Very exciting. It's so stunning, but I think it's going to get a lot of interest, which I'm nervous about. But manifesting. There's been a few ones popping up, which has been good.
That is such an exciting update.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that journey to start back in Sydney.
I can't wait to just like hang out again and not just be because we have to do like.
Not be back-to-back work, podcast, meet. Like fun. Time for fun, yes, again.
As well, like to give us time to, yes, make these stories. Yes. You know, hang out.
Yeah. What are the, like, stories now? Oh, I'm in Noosa with my mum and dad. Another update. This one's a little bit, this one's a bit of a morbid update, but it's actually a bit of a funny story. Not really, not funny, haha.
I love how we preface like such serious conversations. It's, I, like, know. We're laughing. We're like, it's not funny.
You have to find humor in these things. But basically, so you guys know how I had skin cancer. We spoke about this.
Every time you say it, I'm like,
I had skin cancer. I got it removed at the end of last year, November? No, when I got back from Europe, August.
Somewhere.
August last year. Anyways, so my scar, I went, because my scar is looking a little bit red and it was raised. And I was like, that's kind of weird. I thought it was a keloid scar because they did say on your chest, high risk of keloid, not a lot of room to stretch. Anyway, went to the doctor because I was going to go get a referral for a plastic surgeon to get it cut up again and refixed. And I'm in the doctor's appointment thinking, I'm just going to get a referral. Not a big deal. Comes over. She's like, oh, Maddie, I have some bad news. It actually is looking like your skin cancer has come back. So I have skin cancer again. And now it's not funny.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot.
It's not funny. But yeah, I have to book in again and go see a specialist to basically figure out like what is going on. Because it's not meant to be back yet. I got it cut out and we like tested the area. It was all clear and now it's back. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers, honestly.
One like equals one prayer.
Seriously.
Every person who subscribes to the podcast is sending Maddie a prayer.
Manifest for me. But yeah, so now I have to, I'm probably going to have to go back and get surgery again. So love that for me.
Yeah, like all jokes aside, really shit.
All jokes aside, I'm allowed to joke because it's about me, but like this is actually a really serious thing. And I think if you guys just go get your skin checked, basically.
Yeah, moral of this whole story.
Moral of the story, get your skin checked.
It doesn't, skin cancer doesn't discriminate. And it, no, is like one of the number one killers, I think, under like 30 or, yeah, 35, especially in Australia.
I think it's the number one.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And it sneaks up on you and gets, mm-hmm, you out. But it is also one of the most preventable.
Super. If you find it early, you just cut it out.
Yeah. Like I went last week. Mm-hmm. Get your skin checked.
Get your skin checked.
Book it in. It
takes 5 minutes.
As soon as you leave, you book straight back in for your next appointment. Mm-hmm. And then you're fine. And you come back in, mm-hmm, like, what, 6 months or a year, yeah, pending?
Mm-hmm.
All good. It's, yeah, so chill.
I think you only need to do, you only need to do every year if, yeah, you haven't been flagged. So once a year,
yeah,
5 minute appointment. It's so easy.
Also, just while we're on the topic, when I went in for my skin check, mm-hmm, the doctor, he was telling me that a lot of the time skin cancers can hide in places that you wouldn't suspect. And he, oh, said, yeah, he actually recently had a girl, I think she was like 23. Mm-hmm. She was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to have one cut out for labia.
Whoa.
Is the labia the skin?
Yeah, the skin.
Yeah.
Well, I know a girl who had melanoma in between her toes.
Mm.
So there's just places you don't really think of. So
under armpit. He also said under the armpit.
Around your
even
scalp.
Even your bum.
Like your scalp hairline is a big one too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely go get your skin checked.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, ladies and men.
Yeah. Anything that looks like it's changing,
yeah,
keep your eye, mm-hmm, on it because it's very preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on top of it.
Stay on top of it.
Yeah.
I'll keep y'all posted.
Sweetie, you have to have the bandage
again. I have to have the bandage again.
Oh.
I know. I'm like such a whinger. I'm like, the bandage.
No, I think it's valid.
People came at me because in my YouTube video, I was like, oh, I've got this bandage. And then someone was like, why are you saying like the bandage? Oh. I was like,
I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to like, one thing that ruffles my feathers.
It ruffled mine too. I was like, am I not allowed to say that I don't like this?
It's the what about me-ism.
Yeah. It's like, why? Oh, anyway.
It's like saying, your broken, what's that saying? And it's like, just because your broken arm doesn't hurt any less because someone's like broken two legs or, yeah, what? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like your pain isn't any less valid,
yeah,
about whatever it is, mm-hmm, whether it's like a superficial thing. Like someone might be like, at least you're not dead. And you're like, yeah, that's great. I'm so happy I'm alive.
Yeah.
But this Band-Aid is pissing me off.
It
and
was,
that's okay.
It was annoying.
And that's all right. Obviously, know, you know, you're lucky to be alive,
yeah,
Susan. I don't even, yes, fucking reminded. Obviously, it could be worse. Every single situation, it can be worse.
I think like just people need to, if someone says something about themselves,
it's not a reflection.
It's not a reflection or anything to do with you or saying like they're worse. I don't know. We could deep dive on that. That's like a whole nother topic. But
that's like one of those topics that I think I need to go read a few books first so I can articulate it better.
Yeah.
Like I
and understand the psychology behind it. Yeah.
Because I feel like we speak like from experience and like passion, mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. not necessarily like educated. So like we could.
I don't think anything we really say on this podcast is educated. Mm-mm. It's all opinion based.
Yeah. Just let's just really clear that one up.
Not keen for the bandage, basically. Yes.
Skincare's up, but suck the bandage.
The bandage? Hate that.
Laughing through the pain. The pain.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an update for you.
Go on.
Your new 23rd collection that I saw yesterday.
Oh, my God. My brain is not working today. Yes, I have a new 23rd collection coming. Mm-hmm. I flew down to Sydney yesterday, shot the whole thing. We were shooting for like 8 hours yesterday. It was a big day. Mm. But I'm so excited. I can't wait for you guys to see. It'll be coming very soon. We're like spacing out the launches because we shot basically up until like July. So there's a lot coming, but that's really exciting. Yeah.
That's crazy like how far in advance you are considering if you haven't listened to Maddie's business episode, The Truth About Running an Online mm-hmm. Business, or I think we called it.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Go listen to that to hear the whole journey. But like seeing how you were like a year ago mm-hmm. and the delay between the collections and that to be so in advance is so cool.
That was the thing that I wanted to do was make it consistent. So now we've got like drops every 2 weeks once we start basically, which is so – I'm so – like I can't even explain to you guys how – happy I am finally.
It's so slay. I also stole a sample yesterday.
Oh yeah,
and I really want to wear it
soon. I can't wait. I think that permission. One's like I love all of them, but that one's so cute. It's so cute and fun.
They're all fire,
fun and flirty.
Mm. And there's a little rare in there as
there's
well.
A little sexy there's a little yeah there's a little
it's different. I feel like it's a different collection for you, but in a cool way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just elevated again.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
It's fine. I'm like
I come here to get my ego stroked from Caitlin. I'm like, tell me more how much you love my brand.
And then like in an hour, I'll be like, I hate it.
Like literally bug off, Maddie. Like,
enjoy it while it
keep
lasts.
Keep me humble, babe. That's pretty much all the updates. John's good. He's actually doing his first triathlon this weekend.
Okay, wait. I needed to bring this up with you. What the hell?
Okay, so John is like.
Is he okay?
No, he's just so. I'm so happy for him. He's what really.
Someone to start.
He is like, I swear to God, him and my parents are best friends.
True, because they love it.
They have become, those three are inseparable. They are best friends. He refers to them as his best friends. He's like, what are my besties doing today?
Stop. He goes, so cute.
Like on Friday morning, he goes for like ocean swims with my mom. On Sundays, he goes riding with both of them. They all meet up for coffee and they'll be like, are you coming to coffee? I'm like, where are you? I'm in bed. They're like, yeah, it's 7 a.m. We're meeting like with the cycle team. I'm like.
Wait, hold up. I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. First and foremost.
Yes.
This is giving the same energy as Mango. I feel like the besties are going to come for me. I'm so sorry. But what? Consume someone.
Dude.
To take off on a triathlon.
He's crazy. Like, he's just really, I feel like he's really found himself, which is nice. He's got a full-time job now as well, which is really exciting for him. He's gone back into like the finance corporate world. And yeah, he's just like loving the triathlon health and fitness. Like he doesn't drink. I don't know. I'm like slay. Yeah. Slay hun.
No, I know. I'm shading a triathlon because I'm jealous that I could not ever have the athletic ability to run to the end of my street.
He's got it on Saturday. I'm actually missing it because I'm in Sydney. Go off.
No,
go
I'd be proud if that boy did a triathlon.
I'm like, go. But no, I'm not at that phase in my life yet. Potentially soon. I don't know.
It's interesting. When boys hit 30, they either join a run club, mm-hmm. they start doing triathlons, they get into barbecuing, like smoking, mm-hmm. or they're obsessed with hot sauces or golf. It's like one of the five, pick one. That's
John,
what
they do. He's like loving that whole era. It's just, it's really nice.
Yeah. Well, he's clicked over to 30. Wonder if we click over to 30 and we're like putting on the cycling boots.
Cheers. I feel like, I think it'll be like cooking. Maybe some gardening. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My like trad wife vibes.
Yeah. Something like that I think will happen with us.
Do you know Nara Smith? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
So she's dating, married to Lucky Blue Smith. Do you know who that is?
No.
He was like a really poppin' model.
Uh-huh.
Look up the whole lore around Lucky Blue Smith is cray cray. He was dating like this 26-year-old when he was 17. They had a baby together, which is super effed up.
Oh, okay.
So her name's Stormy Bree. Sidetracked.
Yeah.
Point in the story, he's married to Nara, who is younger than us. I think she's like maybe 23 and they have a few kids. One of them's called like Rumble Honey.
Rumble Honey?
Yes. There's like
that's unique. I like that.
They're all very unique, interesting names. And that's kind of what made it go viral.
Right.
Point of my story. she stays at home all day. She looks immaculate. Every morning she's perfectly groomed, gorgeous outfits in her beautiful home. And she'll be like, the kids want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today, so I'm going to make them one. And I'm like, oh, who wants to watch that? No. Starts making the sourdough from scratch.
Oh, surely not.
Goes to the garden to pick some berries for the jam. God. Like,
wow.
To make a sandwich pitch.
That is really impressive.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the exact video. Go watch it. But what she does. She'll be like, I'm making,
honestly,
insert like mac and cheese, and she'll be like milking the cow.
Bro, we're going to turn 30 and like Caitlin and I, you're going to see us like, I don't know, milking some animals.
Like in our Martha Stewart era. For sure.
I'm excited for that. I don't know. I think it's really cute and wholesome.
Yeah. I think it's also great if you're swapping drinking and partying for triathlon training.
Yeah.
I mean, what else would you want your boyfriend to do?
I know. It's so great.
Everyone needs to get their boyfriends into triathlon. It's so good. Because they won't drink. Nope. Can't cheat on you because they're riding a bike
except with the hotties.
Susie's got a fatty in front.
Dude, there'll be so many hotties. Like all like really fit girls. I'm like, Susie. I'm on the sidelines.
Susie's like riding the bike with a big dumpy at the back.
I'm like, Susie, stop.
Kick the wheels. You'll have to take up triathloning if that happens.
Honestly, catch me in some lycra next week. If you see me in lycra, you know what's going on. I've spotted a Susie with a BBL.
I'm running dead. Wholesome. Go John. He really has just like found himself.
He has, and it's really nice to watch. Mm. Like I don't know.
I can't wait to find myself.
Same.
Yeah. I feel proud of him.
Me too. You know? I feel really proud of him too. It makes me honestly really happy when like I see him and my mum and dad like so close.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
No, and that's also been such an important thing for you.
So important.
And for friends me. As well.
My family, like you have to like who I'm dating.
Yeah. And I feel like as well, we've spoken about this before, but obviously John and I have had like a rough patch sometimes. It's like my relationship with John has also been kind of rocky.
Yes.
At the start. Mm-hmm. But that was.
I mean like.
But now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like truly. I stand by him.
There were some things.
And he would probably stand by his things as well. Yeah. I now look at some of the ways I reacted to things with John and be like, not my business. Mm-hmm. And then other things I'm like, no, I still stand on that. That was shitty. Mm-hmm. But we've mended that. Yeah. Anywho, point being,
people grow and change.
What I'm saying is I feel like I love John. Yeah. Like we get on so much better now. And I feel like it's just nice. Again, he gets on with Tom. Like it's everyone cute. Gets on.
Your everyone gets along. On. Yeah.
Like everything's nice.
Everything's wholesome.
We just don't have any drama right now.
No, it's so good. I love it. Touch wood.
Saying that before next week's episode.
Why did we say that? No, something bad's going to happen. What's next week's episode?
They're asking us questions.
Oh, we spilled some shit. All right.
Yeah, that's coming. We recorded.
You guys will see that. There's a bit of tea. Yeah. We got feisty in that.
Bing bong.
We got so feisty.
Got riled up.
Randomly.
We just had a coffee right before we recorded the
episode. And we never. Sorry, I just like totally cut you off.
No, please. I cut you off like every day.
What was I saying?
We never start drama.
Oh, we never get feisty with anything really. So that just really just took over us that episode.
I love choosing peace. Like in our older years, like I'm like, I don't want to be involved in drama, especially online. Like that just seems really overwhelming. But I also think we have been a little bit too vague about some things and like maybe like protected some situations that we didn't necessarily need to.
I definitely did not need to. I felt like a bit pissed off about some things that you protected it when it was like, actually, that was really a shitty thing that people did.
Yeah.
You know? And then you feel guilty and you're like, no, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That was a lot. You'd listen to next week's
episode. Listen to next week's episode. We've got some tea coming.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Listen.
Ariana Grande's album comes out when you guys are listening to this episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm so excited.
They are listening to this tomorrow. So yeah. It's confused. Out.
Listen to us first before you go listen.
Oh, my God. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I don't know what to expect. I'm freaking out.
I have low expectations.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
But I'm being supportive because you are so supportive with me at Taylor Swift.
Yes.
But you're a Swiftie now too.
I'm a Swiftie.
And I love Ariana, but I think I'm not like an Arianator.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I want to be involved in the album. Yeah. And like if she comes here, like I'll learn the songs.
I'm excited.
I think it's just like.
You're hung up on the dramas. Hey?
I am because I just see so many people talking about like her being valid. Not a nice person.
No, I get that.
But also like people have said that we're not nice people.
Exactly.
So like.
People have said we've done things.
That we haven't done.
Apparently I'm homeless. Like there's rumors all the time. So like, that's why I'm like, I just think take everything with a grain of salt.
So true.
Because we never know.
And we just like contradict. I'm like, oh, like Ariana, don't like it because of this. And yep. then it's like, well, you know.
We just don't know. But I'm excited for the album. I don't know what to expect. Yes and was a bit of a, I was confused.
Yes and just sounded like elevator music to me. It was just background
noise.
It
was very boppy, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want some more bangers. I want some Seven Rings, In My Head, NASA.
Do you know what I was laughing at? What? I saw on that Zach Sang interview mm-hmm. that Ariana did. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, you know that song that got leaked that she, what was
I
it?
I fucking fantasize. I love that. I fantasize about it all the time.
I give this pussy to you.
Okay, honestly.
Know. 9 to 5. What's the TikTok?
Do you know what show? So she said she's done in that interview. Did you listen to it?
Well, what I was going to say is she said that was corny.
She said that was corny, but she's done her own spin on that song because we loved it so much. Oh. And she's put it on the album. So there's going to be like a sexy yeah. song. Whoa. There's going to be a sexy song and I'm really excited.
See, like Fantasize, I liked it. Like me I did too. Agree that it was in fact corny, but it like was. I like give me that Christina, like Britney era. Sexy, like I'm so into uh-huh. it.
Bad B. Mm-hmm.
But I did have a laugh because when there was a clip about her saying it was corny mm-hmm. and the top comment was, how's she going to say that's corny when she literally released a song 34 plus 35.
Yeah. I mean like
that is so corny.
Definitely.
Stay up all night. Fuck me to the it's the same. Like it truly is.
It is. But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. You guys will hear my thoughts next time we record on the album.
I actually want to know your thoughts on her transatlantic accent.
What?
Okay, so you know how what is that over there?
It's like, is this because she played Glinda?
Yeah, so like you know that Broadway, it's called the Transatlantic? I can't say that.
Transatlantic.
It's like that old-fashioned accent that people used to have back in the day because it was like a mixed kind of like, okay. She speaks like that and that's how you're trained to like speaking. Your pronunciation on like right. Broadway. And I think it's funny because now she speaks like that. But I saw a side-by-side of her interview she did like 5 years ago and she had like the darkest fake tan, dark hair. She's like, so like, you know, if my kids like fuck with me, like.
It's kind of giving Bella me,
like,
Hadid.
It'd be like dope if my kids like fucked me. Like I want to eat homeboy. Homeboy going like get it.
Homeboy and then could like get it. And then.
She's like sitting up all day, like pale, like porcelain skin, like slick hair, like different style makeup. She's like. So my album, I'm like, you are a completely different person.
I'm thinking about, I've seen this with Bella Hadid. It's like the homeboy could like get it. And like, then it's like, it. Beautiful show. No, yes. No, we in Patty.
I love him.
It's so funny. I'd probably do the same.
No, totally.
My accent changes depending on where I am.
My accent. Remember that time I got a southern accent for like a few hours? I couldn't take it. I totally get it.
When I hang out with Grace, who's from the UK, sometimes I'll be like, I swear, like I'll hear like a twinge of a British accent. I'm like, whoa.
Do you want to
like, where did that come from? It's so weird how you just like pick up on things.
I know.
Depending on your environment.
But yeah, Ariana's is like very night and day.
Yeah.
That, but you know what? Growth, change.
You know, slay queen. Slay.
We used to be different.
Yeah, I used to wear like 10 layers of fake tan.
Oh my God, yeah. And like, remember we had the...
Oh, we had the ponytail.
Well, actually, I was too lazy to learn how to apply it. So I actually have never worn a ponytail extension. But wow. if I had been gifted one, because I also wouldn't have been able to buy one, gifted one and it had it applied, I would have worn that every day.
I wore my ponytail extension to death. To death. I would wear it every weekend.
Didn't you get like a patch on your
started
head?
To get a bald patch on my head and I'd have scabs on that spot because I would put it in so tight.
Like you know, cannot like, say she's not an Ari fan.
Come on now.
Will you bring the ponytail back if she has a concert?
For sure. Yeah. If she comes, I'm definitely wearing a ponytail.
Okay.
You'll see like that. I'll have inches, those massive boots. I'll get dressed up.
Okay.
If she's coming, I would cry.
She probably will in like 2 years. If she's doing an album,
surely
she'll do like an American tour, right? Or maybe she'll just straight up do a world tour.
Anywho.
Why is everyone doing country?
Everyone's loving the country music. I don't know how I feel.
Okay, I've been on a journey.
Okay.
Do you guys want to hear?
Take us on. Is this like I've had a dream? You know when people are like, let me tell you about my dream.
You were referencing Nelson Mandela. I'm like, I don't think this is anything similar to...
Do you guys want to hear the journey? It's like when people say, let me tell you about my dream. It's like, I could not give less of a fuck.
So true. I literally thought you were like making this political. No. I'm like, dude, this is nothing to do with that.
Tell us about your journey.
Okay. Not a country lover.
Okay.
Let me just preface that. Not my vibe. And then popped up. Okay. Lana Del Rey released Country Roads. Mm-hmm. Take me home.
Country Roads. I'm not going to sing.
West Virginia. Yeah. But obviously she sings it like Lana.
Yeah.
I will die on it. Angel. Like, love Lana.
Love.
She is my religion.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah. Anywho. Mm. Obsessed. She released that. And I was like, I have to listen. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I was like, great. Okay. Pop off. Mm-hmm. Don't put her in a box. Mm-hmm. And then one of my icons, Brianna Chicken Fry. I love her. Mm-hmm. I want to be her friend. So if you ever listen to this,
slide into Kaylin's DM.
We'll hang out with you. Her and Grace. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
It's not your vibe.
I don't know anyone. I just like live in this rock and I just like follow Ariana Grande.
I'm like such a consumer. But Brianna and her podcast partner, Grace, best friends, best energy, obsessed love with them. Mm-hmm. I think if we went to New York and partied with them.
Are they from New York?
Yeah, we'd have instantly the best love them time. Even more. They're so fun. God. Okay.
Go off, girls.
Love them. Brianna started dating Zach Bryan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's Zach Bryan? Because everyone was like, it's a big deal. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Big country guy. In the US.
Mm-hmm. He has they country girls?
No.
No country.
I didn't see that happening.
Okay. Do they wear cowboy boots?
I'm sure they probably do now.
Okay.
But I know it's not their vibe. Like they're from, they live in New York. Mm-hmm. Anywho. So then she started dating him. Then I started looking into it. Then they went to the Grammys together and that got my attention because he won a Grammy for a song, which was.
It's a song
with Kacey Musgraves.
It's a country song.
Wait, oh my God, I have it.
I'll sing it for you.
I remember everything. That's what it's called. I remember everything.
What? I don't know that song.
Look up I Remember Everything.
What's that?
Something in the orange.
Is that song?
That's Zach Bryan.
I love that song.
Okay.
Something
that
in
was
the
orange. Next okay. pipeline. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then found that. Then I heard Something in the Orange, which is such a good song.
It's actually a beautiful song.
It doesn't really sound country.
It doesn't give country. When I think of country, I think of cowboy. Like,
what gives, what's the Beyonce song? I'm from Texas.
Like that.
I hold him.
Yeah.
That's the next thing. Yeah. So that happened. And I was like, great, into country now, it seems. Beyonce enters the chat.
Beyonce.
Sorry. I want something fierce.
I was saying this as I'm here. Beyonce. Sorry.
Well, yeah, then Beyonce enters the chat and just drops it.
Every time we say Beyonce. What? Every time you say Beyonce, I just.
Beyonce. Hey. And then Beyonce enters the chat.
Yes.
And drops that. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm. I only know I am from Texas. I haven't
But I hold it.
I just know TikTok parts of a song. That's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then You Got a Fast Car, which I love the Tracy Chapman version.
That's been around for ages.
Right? So Tracy Chapman is like the OG. And then someone else, I think, made a version of it.
I see.
But then I think it's Luke Bryan. Could be wrong. I'm not like that into it. Could be another person. Could be Morgan Wallen. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're just names I hear.
Why do you know?
Well, I only know those three names. People. And I only know who Zach Bryan is because of Brianna. Uh-huh. I know the names Morgan Wallen and who's the other person? Now I forgot it. Well, now I don't only know Morgan Wallen.
Zach Bryan.
Was that the same person? I was just talking about him. I'm confusing myself. Point being, I don't know who the fuck sings that song, but a big famous country person. Then re-released it and it blew up again. Blew up. Mm-hmm. And then they performed with Tracy Chapman.
That's incredible.
The whole point is I can't escape country and I'm not actively looking for it. So I feel
Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I'm getting a bit yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Are you going to put, do you have cowboy boots on?
No, but I do have some.
You should wear them next time.
I was actually going to bring a cowboy hat to surprise you and put it on, but it was like kind
of today.
Nice. Yeah, it was like a bit flawed. I thought it'd be a funny bit just to start like surprising you with things like outfits.
Oh my God, we should do that. Just like, start dressing up really randomly.
Or like if I brought like a reptile hand. Like if, no, but like imagine
if I just brought like a snake. Can you imagine? Oh my God. No, you should do that. We should just start recording one day and we randomly just have like these like. Yes. Snakes on us.
Well, imagine if I was like, hey, Maddie, like, funny you should bring that up. And I just leave and you're like, where are you going? And I actually don't tell you. And I come in with a snake handler.
Or like if we have quokkas. Do you know? We get them from the island.
Yes.
And because they're really playful. And we just like sit here like patting quokkas.
We don't address it.
No.
We just have a quokka in our lap. But like, I just think we should just, now we have video. I'm like, there's so many like pranks and things.
We should just start pranking y'all.
Okay. Well.
Anyways.
I didn't bring the hat.
Okay.
So.
I don't have the snakes, so.
Or the quokkas.
Or the quokkas.
So don't worry about any of that. Point being, country on the rise.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Second point, like, do we need to go to a rodeo? Like, should we get involved?
You know what? I think we should go to a rodeo, and I would pay good money to see you doing the bull riding. I would pay good money.
Have you watched Yellowstone?
No.
I would die. I watched a few episodes.
Is it scary?
It is so aggressive. You have to, like, they just fling you around. Maybe a mechanical
bull.
We
should strap you in.
Do you know, it would be hilarious watching you literally fight for your life.
And just see what
in front of everyone.
Dude, they do that. What's the Spanish, the run in Spain with the bulls?
Well, the running of the bulls.
People die in that. It is quite dangerous.
No, I know.
And maybe you shouldn't do that then.
No, like, I'm not going to do that. That's so not my vibe.
But we should go to a rodeo. What do you do? Just, like, sit and watch?
I think, like, most importantly, there'd be snacks.
Snacks and, like, what you have, like, a beer. Is it beer? Cider. What do you drink at a rodeo?
I'm sure they have, like, White Claws.
Okay.
I think it's so American.
And you just watch them ride the bulls?
Yeah, ride in if you... No, I think they do, like, horses.
Oh,
and,
okay. I'm just thinking
of
bulls.
They do, like, sheep, like yee-haw, and they, like, have to rally everyone.
Why was I just thinking that's what they do, like, the bulls? I don't know.
Maybe a rodeo is, like, not the vibe. Maybe we need to go to, like, a country music festival.
Okay.
Maybe I just want to watch Zach Bryan.
I think we should get some boots on, denim miniskirt.
The outfit is most important.
That's, like, where...
All we
care can
about.
You tell where my... I'm, like... The drinks and the outfit.
We don't even want to go,
like,
to the event.
I don't even care.
Is it beer?
What are we drinking and what are we wearing?
What type of festival is this? Like, who's that front?
But I'm down.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just feeling.
I'm not down.
Look, I think.
Put me on the bull. Seriously.
I just want to open up the music horizons. I feel like, you know, I don't want to be put in a box.
You know, you know what? We should go and watch the opera. Or a classical music performance.
I agree. We went to the ballet that time.
That was like lovely. I love that.
Mm.
So maybe we'll start with country.
Okay.
And then we'll do
an
orchestra.
Well, because it's like my Spotify. Mm-hmm. This is why my Spotify is so private. If I put it on shuffle, it's like Zach Bryan.
Have you ever checked if your Spotify is like on public?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Have you?
No, I like 2 days ago saw that some of my playlists were on public.
Oh, cool.
And it was
quite a few followers on Spotify.
And some of them was like slow Friday morning. I was like, oh my God.
You're like,
sorry. There's Mykonos Thought. There's like
making
run.
Sweet, sweet love.
I think there's like a bitch. So bad. No. Anyways, yeah, your playlist. Sorry. What were you saying?
Well, I put it on private and my Spotify username is like user one blah 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 because of this very
reason. You
don't
want people to see.
It's like it'll be like a country song, and then it will be like Taylor Swift, and then it will be like a UK rap song, and then it will be like the most depressing, sad. Like,
you go on a journey.
Driving with me, like when I have music on, is just fucking bing bong. But that's how my brain works. Yeah, so okay. I kind of like.
Well, that
it.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think it's important we diversify.
Well, what country music festivals? Right in. What are what's coming out?
Everyone goes to like Tamworth. Well, I don't know why I feel like I have to use a southern accent when I speak
about
this.
What's like surely there'd be one like in Hunter Valley or something.
Oh, something nice.
Yeah.
Somewhere real good. We don't want to go like to the country, but like if there's like something
like a Hunter
CBD,
Valley
like,
country, we can say it's Spices.
Yes, we can. We don't even have to go to the festival. We can just put the boots.
No, we'll just put our outfits on, go to Spices and just like.
And put like Zach Bryan through the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Something that I've been like dying to talk about with you.
Go on.
Jay Shetty?
Don't.
He's not a real.
No. Okay. We don't know this.
Okay. This is all speculation. Just like.
This is all alleged. I love Jay Shetty. I listen to him like once a week. I love him. I'm going to be gutted.
Okay. But this is the thing. Okay. So if you don't know, if you aren't
you guys
up with it. Jay Shetty is like one of the number one self-help motivational podcasts in the world, if not probably the number one.
He is the number one. He does world tours, has like three books.
Yeah.
Sells out shows talking about like self-help. He's doing good things. That's why I'm like.
So upon my investigations, because I was like, Jay
Did
Shetty.
You see the ex-girlfriend?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know when the gossip is so good and you have to, like, break it down into
You go first.
Okay.
You go first.
So, huge. Mm-hmm. Hugely successful. He alleges that he was a monk for, I think, 3 years. Now, if you don't really know about being a monk, I'm pretty sure you don't speak. Like, you don't earn money. Like, it's – I'm not up with the details, mm-hmm. but a monk wouldn't kind of approve of making money off of – like, what Jay's doing isn't necessarily aligned with being a monk, mm-hmm. but he's no longer a monk. So that's why he's doing it. And he always says, like, he's doing it to spread the word and, like, help people, which I completely agree with. I think what he's done is amazing. I love Jay Shetty. He's pulled me out of a lot of – spirals, to be honest. So that's the backstory. But now it's come out that allegedly it's all a sham. He's not a monk. And like his backstory is like completely fabricated, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But like.
I know.
Where did this come from? What's the ex-girlfriend?
I saw an article basically saying like cancel culture is just getting so wild. Like mm-hmm. we don't even know. So basically it was this article that was done about him and then people have just gone crazy with it. He had an ex-girlfriend that spoke to the person doing the article that basically said he lied about his level of education and changed his website. And like it was a – I mean obviously it's bad. You shouldn't lie, but it was like a minor thing and now everyone's saying like he's this
– oh.
So it's kind of snowballed.
So – has anyone said he's not a monk or is this just gossip off the back of that?
Well,
or he wasn't a monk.
I think there's like discussions around how long he was a monk for and what his level of background is.
So he
actually
stepped foot in like the monk place.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Temple?
I don't know. But
monastery, is that Catholic?
Bro, you're asking the wrong girl.
I am losing listeners by the second.
I don't know.
Offending multiple religious groups.
Yeah.
We shall keep moving on.
There's so many people like tearing him apart now, being like, I never liked him. Like, I should have known. I'm like, let's just wait.
It's evil.
Let's wait until we hear from him. Because also I feel like he's just doing such a good thing. Like, he's just trying to be a good person and like spread love, spread peace and joy.
I know. Sue him. And he's getting his bag while he does it. Let it.
Yeah.
Let a man live.
But I just thought it was interesting the ex-girlfriend, like, jumps in.
Well.
She made TikToks about it.
Oh, my God. I need to go home and watch
this. Go watch it. Yeah. She's made TikToks and then made a YouTube video about it and was like, go watch my full YouTube video about it talking about it.
See, when I hear it like that, I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why has she waited so long until right after he releases his new book and, like, Girls in the World tour to now do, like,
an expose.
Expose with a YouTube video? Why?
I know.
She obviously wants something from it. Money, attention, followers. That's alarming. Because he's not hurting anyone. I think if he was hurting people, I get it. Like coming up and being like, he's giving bad advice.
Well, she's saying basically like, because he charges, he has life coaches and like apparently he's not giving the proper qualifications to give them a life coaching because he does like courses and stuff. There's like a whole thing.
I did see that he's running a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, so there's like a whole lot to it. But I'm like, Jay.
I think you just maybe like stop the life coaching thing and just like, because that's obviously like a bit shady if you're
trying to give people qualifications. I think it's like,
yeah, that's not good.
And if you're not qualified yourself,
no.
I know.
Yeah, I get that. Sure. I think that's a problem. But that's my other question. Would you stop listening to him now because of this?
No.
Neither.
I love what he says. I think what he says is just – it's good. Do you know what I mean?
Calming.
Like, it's calming. He says things that I think everyone can take things from. Like, he's not – I don't know. I think he's just trying to do a good thing.
Yeah,
I think spread a good message.
So many assholes on social media.
There's so many, like, negative – podcasts, like TikTok, like there's so much negativity, and his podcast I just think is really nice.
Protect Jay Shetty at all costs.
I know,
but this does not take away from how scandalous and juicy the gossip is.
Doesn't take away the scandal, but I'm like, I just feel like we need to wait until he speaks on it and like clarifies it rather than like jumping on board cancel culture.
Well, like if he came out and was like, hey, guys, I lied about being a monk, wasn't never me.
Surely,
and like I lied about my
big lie.
Well, if he's like, I lied about my accreditations, but, you know, I do, like, obviously know about these things. Like, I'm sorry he took accountability. Mm. If it is all true,
yeah,
I'd be like, pop off, Jay.
Yeah.
Doesn't change anything for me.
You gotta take accountability. Like, everyone makes mistakes. We're human, but.
I think there's, like, way worse things going on in the world right now.
Oh, my God.
Like, channel it there.
There's so many worse things that are happening. Like, let's not freak out over.
Yeah. He's just trying to spread light and love.
I think you did a podcast episode 2 days ago. It was like healthy habits to improve your life. I'm like, are we really getting mad at this?
You're like, take him down.
Come on.
Take him down. Yeah. Look, scams, not good, but I'll let Jay Shetty can scam me any day.
Jay, yeah, he can scam me. Scam me, doll.
Yeah, easily, happily. I'll do anything he says. Speaking of scandals, the Noah Cyrus Trish Cyrus drama?
I have a little bit. She was dating – he's from Prison Break, right?
First of all, he was so hot in Prison Break. Yeah. Didn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it. The other one was
– the younger one was hotter. Yeah.
They're both stunning. Yeah. Gorgeous men.
Great to look at.
Probably great to look at. Easy on the eyes.
Only reason I watch the show, pretty much. Anywho, so if you don't know, Tish Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus's mum, Noah Cyrus's mum, got married recently to Damien Purcell, who is the hottie from Prison Break.
The older brother.
The older brother in Prison Break. And now, and it was weird, at the time of the wedding, I remember Noah didn't go to the wedding and it was like drama and everyone was saying it was because of her and Billy Ray, like she just wanted to side with her dad and she was papped wearing like a photo of a Billy Ray on her t-shirt or something. So everyone was like, it's a statement. She clearly has beef with her mom and Miley like went with the mom, right? Got married. Now it's come out that apparently him and Noah was like sleeping together and seeing each other and then Tish met him and then they started dating, got married. And apparently Noah, they're alleging that Noah had told Tish this and she still went ahead and did it. And I just have a lot, if this is true, what the fuck?
You know what I want to know is like, how do people find this out? Like who's writing in about this?
I know. I think probably like Noah's team. Because
do you think?
Well, do you know, I saw on TikTok people like it's all speculation, like it's drama. Right. But Miley's team was asked for a comment and they said that she had no idea about the drama. She didn't deny it. She just said that she was not aware of the situation, which to me is a huge red flag because if it wasn't true,
you'd say no.
They'd shut it down and be like, this is completely
false.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what they did. So a bit alarming, first and foremost, because Damien Purcell, I'm pretty sure, is like 60. Wait, let me actually look up how old he is.
How old's Noah Cyrus? She's young. She's
24.
Right?
Like, he's a pedophile. Sorry. That's a big claim. He's not, it's legal, but what the fuck?
That's a big age gap.
Damien Purcell. And what I want to know is like, what's the timeline? Oh, whoa, I keep saying Damien Purcell.
Dominic?
Dude, that's not even his name. It's Dominic.
Yeah.
Damien Purcell, researcher at the University of Melbourne. Shout out. He's interested in virology.
Sorry, you just called him a pedophile. Sorry. Sorry.
Ooh, the people I'm offending.
So, sorry.
Okay.
Dominic. I was going to say, I feel like Damien. I was like, Damien?
As I say, like.
Dominic. What's the other one? What's the other brother called? I swear I saw something about him too. I don't know.
Dude, imagine someone listens. They're like, that's my dad. Dominic Purcell.
Dominic.
He is a zaddy, isn't he? 54. Oh, he's
such a zaddy.
He married Trish in 2023. He's
54 to 24.
He's 54 years old. Let's just say
30 years.
I know they got married really quickly, him and Tish. Mm. But I'm like, let's just say it was like a year prior. Mm-hmm. Noah was like 22. He's like 53. Like I can't see any timeline that this is. And then when Noah gets down to like a few years less, so like 18, he's still like 40s.
Would you
it's
sleep?
So alarming.
Would you as a parent sleep with someone that your daughter slept with?
No.
No. That to me is weird.
Do you know what would. Yeah, that
so weird
is if the mum, if she knew,
crazy. And went ahead, like pursued him.
Crazy that's story.
Weird. That is weird.
But the other thing is, wait, what was it?
But the other thing.
Oh, but do you know what it reminds me of though?
What?
It's giving, do you remember when Addison Rae like was popping off and then her dad started doing all that weird shit. Like the parents get like a taste of fame. I do kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm. They go a bit strange.
Yeah. So like Addison Rae's dad was like out hanging out with like 20-year-olds, like a little slippery little Monty. He is a sus dog. Sorry, Addison Rae.
Slippery little Monty. He is a sus dog.
I don't know. I'm just like on one today. But it's true.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing your dad. Like, okay, let's just say you become Addison Rae level famous, which you obviously will.
Well, of course.
So you're popping off, and then Mark comes through and goes, "Actually, I want to taste this fame." And
what was he doing?
Being in like the like in some of Addison's videos because she was living at home,
right?
And then they started like a family channel, full shade to people who like ride the coattails of their kids' fame. I think it is so weird. I'm sure some cases like the kids like want the parents involved or like whatever, but that to me is just like so. Like narcissistic energy.
Let your child have the time.
Yeah, so weird. Anywho, so he started like obviously getting traction, getting followers through being her dad, and then cheated on the mum apparently, and then started his own thing and just would post with like young girls like Addison's age, and it's disgusting.
Anyhow, so weird.
Yeah, you're a slippery dog, Monty. I said what I said.
Slippery dog. Right. She stands by it. Sus dog.
They're probably way richer than Delco, so if you could throw it to me. But yeah, that's it. Gives the same vibe. It's like some parents. It's like I must be like. Someone needs to psychoanalyze this. It must be like a narcissism thing because it's like they can't handle their kids having success. And I'm like, dude, you've got like two successful daughters. You're like, just why are you fucking marrying your daughter? Like a guy your daughter was having sex with.
That, I think that's weird. That's the weirdest part for me.
That's weird. But then also doing that and knowing that it could impact their careers and like affect Miley and affect Noah and like what are you doing?
I wonder what Miley's thinking about this whole thing.
She'd be so embarrassed.
I'd be embarrassed.
I seriously would just be like, send them in. I'd send my mom to a retirement home.
Isn't she like 60?
My mom's like 49. But if she started acting like this, she's going straight to the home. You listen to the podcast, mom. That is a threat. No, she would never. But
wait, your mom's 49?
Yeah.
That's so young.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. It is. Whenever I say that, she's holding on to that 49. Sorry, mom. She's like, 49. I'm 49.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is weird. Because like,
I know. How old was she when...
23. She was 23 when she had me.
That's not that crazy.
No, it's just because like now we're like 26. It is weird when I think about it, but
like you'd have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, that's crazy. She wasn't like a teenager. You know, when she was my age, she was 1 year divorced.
That's wild.
I know. I feel like I'd love mum. She's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. I'm like, I feel like she has so many good stories for the
children. Get her on. We should do interviews with the parents. Get them on.
I'll just regurgitate all her stories without her permission. Thank you, mum. Yeah, I straight to the home.
Yeah.
Straight
it's weird.
That is not okay. Lock her up until pull their head in.
She's like, Kaylin, I'm literally young and healthy. You're like, goodbye.
She's crazy. She's losing it. She's got to go until you,
in the home.
So unfair. Don't do that to your kids.
Okay, I have something funny. This is GC Gosk. Have you been seeing the videos? It's actually on Snapchat, but I've been seeing the repost on TikTok of Austin McBroom.
Don't.
It's so funny. Him in the shower cap. I'm sorry.
In the RV.
I'm screaming.
Okay, first and foremost,
it's so wild.
If you don't know Austin.
If you don't know, you have to go on TikTok and search it up because we cannot do the videos justice. It's hilarious.
Well, Austin and Catherine, they had the Ace family, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone just, if you don't know, everyone knew that Catherine was like so over his shit. Mm-hmm. He was consistently being proven to cheat on her. They had kids together. You could see the light in her eyes was just like not there. Mm-hmm. I felt like they were staying together, an assumption for money, like brand deals and like the kids. It would appear that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anywho, she finally fucked him off, which she should have done like so long ago because he sucks. Wow, I'm a man hater today. I'm like, Monty, Austin, who
men
wants it?
Men suck.
Dominic Purcell.
Damien. Fucked him.
I need to seriously like stop having so much hate.
I think let it out. It's healthy to get these expressions out.
So true. Like I could list like
don't bottle it up.
People who are pissing me off in the media at the moment.
Let it out. It's a safe space. GC family understand.
At first, did you think he was being serious? Or did you always know it was a joke?
Is he joking?
Yeah, he's joking.
Surely. I don't think he is, bro.
Nah.
Is he? I don't know. I don't follow him on Snapchat. All I see is the funny TikToks of him having like a mental breakdown. And then he was saying he was sick. He was like, I'm so sick.
Yeah, and he had like Catherine's shout cap. Like, so he posts all these videos getting attention, being like, oh, I miss Catherine. Then he got an RV and parked it in front of her new house, which is like so kind of like stalkery.
That's like a little bit scary.
But he'll be like, yeah, I got kicked out of the house. Like I got an RV. Like this is where I'm living now so I can keep an eye on Catherine and the kids. And then he'll be like doing like having breakdowns in the RV. Like I can't.
Is he joking though? I don't know if he is.
The fact he's only posting on Snapchat, I think he's getting his bag. I think he's got ahead of the joke. I think he knows how
that's actually really smart.
I think he knows how he's perceived online.
Right.
I think he knew everyone would side with Catherine and be like, he sucks.
Right.
I think someone on his team, or maybe he's a genius, thought, why don't you just like lean into it, own the joke before people can joke about you? And I think that's what he's done. And the fact it's on Snapchat when influencers are being incentivized so much money right now to move to Snapchat, I think it's all fake and an absolute cash grab. And it's working because it's hilarious.
It's so funny. I see it on TikTok and I'm like, that is... so embarrassing but hilarious.
I mean, it could very well be real, but I don't believe it. I also saw he invited Tana to come onto his podcast and like because Tana
he has
hates
a podcast?
Him. Apparently. I
Wait,
think he's
why
launched
does she
one.
Hate him?
Or maybe it's YouTube.
I love Tanner and Brooke.
Me too. I love them so mm-hmm. much. Again, we want to be Paige. Their friends.
Paige and Hannah too.
Yes.
Sorry.
All the, so these are all our podcast duo faves. Imagine
I
if we
love
could
Paige.
All link up and be best friends.
I would like would worship Paige.
I think we need to go to like the US.
I think we do.
And meet up with all our pretend friends that mm-hmm. don't know we exist. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Our podcast internet friends.
Fake friends.
Who have no idea who we are.
No.
So he's going on his podcast.
Oh, yeah. Apparently she was asked and she said she was like, I was going to do it because I thought like maybe you could like get attention or whatever. She's like, the old me would have gone on and like tried to do it for, you know, clout. Mm. She was like, but now she's like, I actually just don't like him. Like, I'm not going to go on. And I was like,
go off.
But the fact that he also did that makes me think he's being tactical. He's right. trying to rebuild.
I see.
Because he would have to pay a lot of money. Like, I feel like the divorce, like they would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
Like it would have got obviously split, but like
your fees, yeah, legal stuff, yeah.
Kids, like kids, child support, yeah. Like there'd be a lot. I feel like he might need some money.
No wonder he's on Snapchat.
I know, he'll have to start begging for coins like
Jason Nash.
Give me one galaxy, please. Oh yeah. Thank you so much. More roses. Another one on the list, Jason Nash. How many guys have I pissed off? Like six.
We
at least.
Should do that. We should just like just yank everyone's chain and just go on live one day and be like, guys,
more roses.
Quick.
Guys, come on. I'm going to have to get off in an hour if you don't send me coins right now. I need some more superstar moon galaxies. I don't know. I actually don't know what you send.
Ew, I don't know either. But sometimes I'll watch it for a while. It just entertains me.
But like, actually, imagine coming downstairs to get a snack in the night, and your dad's on sitting there, and he's like,
"On live, give me more coins."
Like a 50-60-year-old man, like begging kids for money, mm-hmm. is kind of disgusting.
It is a little bit strange when you actually think about it.
Get a grip, all of you. Mm-hmm. Everyone previously mentioned.
Everyone
except for Damien
Purcell. Damien Purcell.
So sorry.
Damien Purcell must get a grip.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it.
That is it for this week's episode.
This was just a chatty update.
Mind brain dump. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. If you would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube now, we have the full video episodes. If you guys aren't on Spotify, you can watch them. Everything will be linked in the show notes down below, or just go to @GirlCode, the podcast.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's not my first time.
Oh my God. That's really good.
I really put on my presenter like YouTube voice when I do that.
Mm-hmm. Slay. Mm. Okay, bye.
Bye.